This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have started their impeachment trial defense, arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic lawmakers reacted to President Trump's lawyers starting their impeachment defense by insisting they made the case to call witnesses and review documents. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says the criticisms of their case from the president's defense team are revealing.
When your client is guilty, when your client is dead to rights, you don't want to talk about your client's guilt. You want to attack the prosecution. It is a fairly elemental strategy, And I think that's all you're seeing here is that effort to distract.
New York Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler said the argument made by the president's defense team that House impeachment managers should have brought the witnesses by now ignores the fact that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify. For more on the impeachment, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, use the mobile app. This is VOA News. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the globe. The death toll is now 56 in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in the city at the epicenter announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on the virus.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The origins of the virus are still being determined, but is believed to have been traced to a seafood market in Wuhan, known to be involved with the illicit wildlife trade.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Working around the clock, Turkish rescue teams are pulling more survivors from collapsed buildings Sunday, days after a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit the country's east. Authorities say the death toll now is at least 35 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials from Libya's two rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. This further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. The clashes came just hours after the United Nations decried continued blatant violations of an arms embargo on Libya by several unspecified countries. Philippine authorities lowered the alert level at Taal Volcano Sunday, 2 weeks after it began spewing ash, steam and rocks, a move that will allow many of the more than 376,000 displaced villagers to return to their homes. Sesame Street, in the past year, has tackled everything from foster care to substance abuse. Now its latest effort is trying to help children suffering as a result of the Syrian civil war. Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit educational organization behind Sesame Street, has launched a new locally produced Arabic TV program for the hundreds of thousands of children dealing with displacement in Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.